let's wrap it up here. It's the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock. This has been Highway 322. Stay tuned for Dixieland Marmalade. That was Sun Volt from the album Union, The Symbol. Preceding Sun Volt was Misty Rains from the new album A Royal Traveler. We've heard their rendition of I've Endured. Todd Snyder from his new album Cash Cabin Sessions Volume 3. Working on a Song was named the tune. Roseanne Cash started us out with her new release, She Remembers Everything. We heard The Undiscovered Country. The time is 8 o'clock and about 30 seconds. Here comes Dixieland Marmalade after this announcement.
And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today from the shot.
Hey, KGNU listeners, we need your help. Our Summer of Love fund drive is coming up July 9th through the 16th, and we're looking for phone volunteers. Answering phones for KGNU during our fundraising drives is a great way to get involved with your community radio station and have some fun while you're doing it. Show your love for KGNU by signing up for a phone shift at kgnu.org, and thanks for your support.
In Baltimore, an elite squad of cops with too much power.
They had the key to the city. They can go any and everywhere they wanted.
When they're finally caught, their victims have their day in court on the next Reveal.
Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock on KGNU.
Without further ado, I'd like to introduce my favorite pianist, Henry Butler.
I wanna know what in the world is going down. How Come, my dog don't bark when you come around. I got the baddest dog, he'll bite anybody. He bit my little brother, took a chunk out of my old sweet little mother. He bit the mailman, he sees him every day. He takes one look at you, he wanna jump up and play. Now I ain't got a clue as to what you putting down, but how come my dog don't bark when you come around? My dog is dangerous, try to set people straight. Even bought a bad dog sign and hung it on the gate. Here you come tripping about a quarter to nine, pulling that night train wine, trying to slide past the sign. My dog there nodding off ain't paying you no mind. That's my dog, when I come home he don't sleep that sound. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? I still don't like it, I don't dig it one damn bit. Where you and my dog so tight, something don't fit. Now I slip through the alley, I call my dog. Say, get up off your rusty dusty. Move a little faster to your old master. Your coyote, you. He took one look at me, he growled and it ran straight to you. Now somebody's been confusing my poor hound. Now I wanna know what's going down. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? Maybe I better call up Jacoby and Myers, and you can take the Fifth Amendment, that is. You better stand up for your rights, 'cause you might not be standing too long. I'm gonna stop all this confusion. I'm gonna buy that hound, shoot that dog down. Then I'm gonna get busy mutilating, strangling, operating, and cremating my old lady down at the cremation station. Then I'm gonna torch that too and come right on after you. And you give your heart and soul to charity, and all the rest gonna belong to me. I'm going straight down to that barber supply shop. Get me a pearl hand, double-edged, hologram, super blue blade, adjustable, stainless steel, honed edge, both blades on the same side. So when I cut you once, you gon' bleed twice. Going and coming, and if you don't believe me, shake your head. It'll be singing, I ain't got nobody. 'Cause one night I did a little FBI 007 type investigating. You and my old lady thought I was gone, but I wasn't gone. That's why I had to separate you from your crown. And the only sound you're gonna hear when you 6 feet in the ground. How come my dog didn't bark when you came around?
You say you never met my wife, you never saw her before. You don't visit me when I ain't home. Well, here's what I want to know. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? He's about the meanest dog there is in town. Oh yeah, he'd bite anybody, my sister or my brother. He'd even take a plug out of my old feeble mother. Yeah, he bit the mailman and he sees him every day. You say he never saw you before, but he wants to jump up and play. Now I don't know just what you're putting down. How come my dog don't bark when you come round? Now, ordinarily, he ain't no friendly dog. He don't make friends too fast. Never knowed him to make a friendship in his life that would last. But when you came by the house last night, he rolled all over the floor, wagging his tail and blinking his eyes like he seen you there before. Somebody's been getting familiar, so I found. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? Huh? Now that dog of mine's a biting dog. I try to keep folks straight. Even got myself a bad dog sign and hung it on the gate. But when you came by the house last night, you walked right past that sign. That dog just lay there half asleep, didn't pay you no mind. Now he's my dog, but when I come home, he don't sleep that sound. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? Huh? I still don't understand why he was so friendly with you last night. Now I know my dog don't like strangers. I know that he'll bite. When I called my dog to come to his master, what did my dog do? Just took one look at me and growled and ran right straight to you. Somebody's been confusing my hound. How come my dog don't bark when you come round? Huh? Oh, but I'm gonna break up that confusion. Oh, yeah. First, I'm gonna fire that dog. Second, I'm gonna hire my bloodhound razor. And third, one of these days I'm gonna be gone and I ain't gonna be gone. Me and my pearlhound razor's gonna do some investigating. We're gonna find out how come, oh yeah. How come my dog don't bark when you come around?
Support comes from Modus Theater, presenting three events on Saturday, June 29th at E-Town Hall in Boulder in honor of Immigrant Heritage Month and Independence Day. That's the Undocu Monologues family-friendly performance at 5 p.m. and the Undocu Monologues Unplugged performance at 8 p.m., both with musical responses by Robert Johnson, and a podcast launch party at 6:30 p.m. that's open to the public. More information and tickets, go to modustheater.org.
Patrocinado por el Colorado Latino Festival 2019, que se llevará al cabo el domingo 23 de junio de las 11 de la mañana hasta las 7 de la tarde en el Parque Central de Boulder. El Colorado Latino Festival 2019 celebra las culturas latinoamericanas y caribeñas. El evento tendrá más de 100 puestos, música en vivo, comida y actividades para toda la familia. Para más información, vaya a latinofestival.com.
All right. It is 8:29. You're listening to the Dixieland Show. Third Thursday of the month, where we give old Jack a night off to go be fascinated by model trains, and we do a little bit of Dixieland or traditional New Orleans jazz. In this case, we're playing some really, we're really not. Only one of those CDs was brand new to KGNU, but we are going to hear some brand new music to the radio station from our friends in New Orleans. We started off with James Booker doing Malaguena, and I first heard that at a happy hour by David Torkanowski, so bear with me. We're going to come around to that. James Booker, of course, the brilliant, what did he call himself? The Tan Liberace. He had lots of names, but really a most brilliant piano player, died very young and tragically in New Orleans. So if you've never heard of James Booker, go Google him because he's good. That comes to us from Spiders on the Keys. After that, Tom McDermott, a very brand new release. Tom McDermott meets Scott Joplin. We heard the Fig Leaf Rag, and Tom was just here last weekend. I'm doing a house party. I hope he enjoyed himself here in Boulder. Thank you for hosting that party and bringing Tom here to us. After that, we heard the Stanton Moore Trio from their 2017 release. I think the name of it was With You in Mind. It was a tribute to Alan Toussaint. That was the title cut, With You in Mind, and that was featuring David Torkanowski on the piano, another really fine pianist in New Orleans, and plays around a lot with a lot of people. So I just wanted to get some Torkanowski in there because he's one of my favorites, and that is just a beautiful rendition of With You in Mind. And then after that, the wonderful and really unique piano player, Henry Butler. This one was from a CD titled Pianola Live. We heard Bass and Street Blues. Really, Henry had a unique take on the piano and a really multifaceted way of playing the piano and bringing us these classic traditional jazz pieces in addition to original compositions and unique covers of other music. So rest in peace, Henry Butler. Really great to hear that. And then finally, of course, Dr. John, that goes out to my beloved because he turned me on to that song. This is a great record. Going back to New Orleans, how come my dog doesn't bark? The quintessential question, how come my dog doesn't bark when you come around? So I was reading the liner notes, and it said Dr. John had heard that song on the radio in the 60s by a fellow named Prince Podridge. So he heard the original 60s version of, by Prince Podridge, asking that question, how come my dog don't bark when you come around? Well, we're halfway through the Dixieland show, and I'm going to get right back to it, so because we've got some great music here. Again, very contemporary New Orleans jazz here tonight. We're going to play it. This one's from John Boutte, a beautiful vocalist. I'm so thrilled that he sent this CD to us. It's called A Well-Tempered Boutte. John is a beautiful vocalist, and you know him. You know his voice if you watch the Tremé series on HBO. John sang the what do you call that, the music that's the theme music, come on. So anywho, this is John Boutte's version of one of my favorite songs called Nature Boy, and this is going out to my very dear friends Jimmy Carl and my dear friend Cheryl Fitzgerald. This song is about love.
Was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, very wise was he. Then one day, one magic day, he passed my way. And though we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me, the greatest thing you ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
like old Ned. Wished I was dead all my life through. I've been so black and blue. Even a mouse ran from my house. They laughed at you and scorned you too. What did I do, babe, to be so black and blue? I'm white inside, but that don't help my case. 'Cause it can't hide what is in my face. But on those songs is all those as. How will it end? Ain't got a
is the time. I'd love to be holding you tight, but I guess I'll have to accept the fact that you're not. Just go crazy tonight.
That's a little something from a trio called the Garden District Trio. And the CD is titled Upward. It's Jordan Baker on the piano, Brian Kazer on the bass, and David Hansen on drums. We heard Mardi Gras Day. Before that, let's see, we started off with John Boutte, his newest release titled A Well-Tempered Boutte, really great, and that was his version of Nature Boy. And that beautiful piano was Oscar Rossignelli. He's also got Christopher Todd Duke on the electric guitar and Nabumasa Azaki on the bass. Oscar Rossignelli. Excellent CD from John Boutte. After that, a version of Black and Blue from the movie titled Bolden. You've heard a lot of play on this here at KGNU. It's perfect for Dixieland because it really is a movie about traditional New Orleans jazz. And Buddy Bolden, a.k.a. King Bolden, I recommend you get the movie. And then Baby Dodd's trio doing Buddy Bolden's blues, right? And so the Baby Dodd trio consists of Albert Nichols on the clarinet, Dan Newell on piano, and Baby Dodd's on the drums. After that, some contemporary, well, sort of. I don't think that song was very contemporary, but the band is contemporary. Smoking Time Jazz Club. That goes out to my friends Clay and Nicole up there in Jamestown. Their CD is titled Take Your Time and Fly. The name of the song we heard was Birmingham Black Bottom Stomp. And then the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra, led by Adonis Rose, doing the songs and the music of Alan Toussaint. Really beautiful. We heard the classic Irma Thomas song, It's Raining. I played that sung by Dee Dee Bridgewater because, by the way, forecast, if you know about anybody going up in the high country, try to talk them out of it. It's supposed to snow in the steamboat tonight and tomorrow. So rain, wind, you know, blustery. I'm digging it. I don't care. I'd much rather have rain than not rain, although I don't like it at the flood level, but I'm digging it today. All right, so do keep your radio welded right here to KGNU. I'm going to do a station ID at 9 o'clock sharp, and we're going to go to our Denver studio where Roger Hera is waiting patiently to take you to the 11 o'clock hour with Swing Shift, the best in big band sound. We're going to go out with this Dr. John song because I forgot to tell you we're going to have a Dr. John special during our summer membership drive hosted by, yeah, you guessed it, me. So this one is his version of Indian Red from that great CD, Going Back to New Orleans. We're going to look at all kinds of stuff about Dr. John, who he was before he became Dr. John, how he became Dr. John. We're going to look at who he produced, who he influenced, duets that he did, all kinds of great stuff. And we're going to have some special commentary from special guests. So here's Dr. John doing, Indian Red. And at 9 o'clock, we'll go to Swing Shift.
Mighty cool to find you on a mighty broad day. From the beach, the beach, yellow Pocahontas, with it night wall hunters, and we don't bow down on nobody's ground. But I love to hear you call us Indian Ring, the wild Squatula, wild Chapatula.
All right, 9 o'clock, time for Swing Shift.
Mother, be sure, very, very sure of you. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. Don't go walking down lover's lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down lover's lane with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet and fit you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. With anyone else but her. No, 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 not a single soul but me. No, 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 don't you sit under the apple tree. Of anyone else but me. Not till you see me. Not until you see me marching home. Home, 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 sweet home. Don't go walking down lover's lane with anyone else but me. With anyone else but her. No, 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 not a single soul but me. No, 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 don't you go walking down lover's lane with anyone else but me. Not till you see me. Not until you see me marching home. Home, 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 sweet home. Wait till I come marching home. So don't go walking down a lover's lane, no. Walking down a lover's lane till you see me. When you see me marching home, then we'll go arm in arm and we'll sit down under the apple tree. Maybe just you and me. When I come marching home.
All right, that was the Andrews Sisters opening up tonight's version of Swing Shift. Let me play an announcement, and then we'll get into the music.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. One of my all-time favorite bands, Dvotchka, is with us this week, plus exciting musical newcomer Kyle Emerson. And we'll hear from someone who's putting the elderly together with young kids in an innovative intergenerational program that provides care for both. This week in E-Town.
Sunday morning at 11 on KGNU.
So for tonight's show, because Memorial Day passed just a few weeks ago, and then the 75th anniversary of the Normandy landing, and I attended the funeral for a friend who was a veteran of World War II on June 6th, and then also attended a party for another friend who landed on Normandy Beach on D-Day plus two. And then I had several uncles who fought in World War II with the 442nd Regimental Combat Team, the 100th Division, that was the most decorated unit in the Army during World War II. And at the funeral for my friend Sam Terasaki, who passed away earlier this year, but the services were held on June 6th, at the reception that was held after the service.